Hey, Urban Spinsters, it is Sadia Sanders of UrbanSpinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. Make sure you are subscribing to my podcast here on Anchor. You can always check me out on social at UrbanSpinsterXO, and of course, the website UrbanSpinster.com, YouTube, Urban Spinster. And my Teespring store is Urban Spinster as well. You can link or get the link to all of these things via my link tree on Instagram. So make sure you're following me. And I wanted to come to you tonight to talk about these pyramid schemes that have cropped up yet again. These schemes come about, I'd say, every few years or so. I haven't heard of one in the last decade, but I'm sure they were already out there. But what's happening now is due to COVID-19 and people being uncertain about their finances, people have lost jobs, people have had their hours cut. I myself have been required to use some of my vacation time and sick time in lieu of getting laid off. So part of my pay or my check is coming out of my vacation time and my sick time. So that helps, I guess, the overall budget for my department. But in these times, people are fearful, bottom line. And there are those that are preying on that fear. And the schemes that I've been hearing about lately have been things like the gifting circle, the blessing loom, the flower, anything that has layers and tiers to it that include people you do not know in other states, and you're having to put money in, and then you're having to then recruit other people to put money in order to get your money and get an increase or a return on your investment, so to speak. That is a scam. Some people will confuse and play with the wording so that it doesn't appear so scammy. So the words gift and blessing and invite versus recruit, those are ways to get around it seeming like a pyramid scheme. And pyramid schemes also are illegal. They are illegal. The creators of the scheme will go to jail if caught, depending on how close you are to whoever started it. People have done federal jail time. This is not opinion, this is fact, okay? And at some point, many of us have gotten caught up in these things. I got caught up in one when I was, you know, in my 20s. And, you know, you're just starting out on your own. You may have gotten your first apartment or something like that, and you're low on cash, you're barely making it. So you think, okay, well, if I can get $50 and get $250 back, that's great. But if you don't get all these people to join, you will never see that money that you put in. And depending on when you got in, you may not see it anyway, even if you do the recruiting. So that's what you have to be careful of. It's a crapshoot. Yeah, your friend may have gotten paid, or you may go to a meeting. Well, now we're in COVID, people are having Zoom calls. But back in the day, you went to an in-person meeting and you may see someone get paid, or your friend that brought you in may have gotten paid. But that's because they got in early enough to see some type of return. The further and further away you get from the beginning, that's a less of a chance that you have to get your money back. Okay. So with one that I have been privy to, if you don't recruit, they can basically put you out of the group or the community or whatever they're calling it. And you've already given your money. So you put your money in. Let's say you were supposed to recruit 4 people. You didn't recruit the 4 people. So they say, okay, well, you don't qualify to remain in the group, but you don't get your money back unless you get someone to buy your spot. That is scammy. Anything like that is scammy. A traditional cultural, like African, Nigerian people in Ghana, Asian communities do this, Arab communities do this. A traditional, like a savings club or a susu or whatever they choose to call it, no one is gaining an increase. You're putting your money in either to help out your village or your community, like in times of need, and the pot literally goes around from month to month. Every family that's part of it puts in a certain amount, and each person gets the pot at some point. Or there's a friend of mine who's actually my hairstylist. Her and her church family, they lived in a small town in the Midwest, Rockford, Illinois, and their pastor had a vision for them to move to Los Angeles. Rockford, a small town, wasn't really nothing going on. They wanted to do bigger and better things, and they all put in, and they bought property one by one, and they lived together until everybody was able to move to Los Angeles, and everyone that got homes or property still have them. And the children of those people, because this was in the 80s, the children of those people, with my hairstylist being one of the kids at the time, you know, they've gone on and gotten their own property, or, you know, they've improved their lives by moving with this group. So that is different than random people. Some people are even walking up to you off the street that you don't even know, talking about, I want to bless you, or I want to give you a gift. These are not gifts. That is just some trickery so that it gets away from it being a scheme, or it puts you in the mindset that it's not a scheme, but it is a scheme. And they're collecting money via PayPal and Cash App. When you are sending someone your money via those apps, you ain't getting it back. You can't call Cash App or Venmo, excuse me, not PayPal, but Venmo or Cash App. Venmo is, I think, under the same umbrella as PayPal. But you can't get your money back because you sent it. You knowingly sent your money to XYZ person on these apps. So you can't call Cash App or Venmo talking about, I was in this scam and they took my money, when you're waiting too long to get your return and it doesn't come. Then you start getting mad and the admin stop responding to you. I got on a call not knowing that it was a pyramid scheme. And this guy was basically saying, you know, we're not going to tolerate disrespect. Don't call us talking about, where's my Cash out. And they specifically tell you they're not using terms like Cash out. They say gift or blessing. They're not using recruit. They're saying invite. So again, these are ways to get around them being investigated, or you having a leg to stand on when you're trying to get your money back. So make sure that you are not getting involved in these things. If somebody asks you, especially people that you don't even know or you haven't talked to in years, and all of a sudden they want to bless you, that's some bullshit, okay? It's just bottom line. Tiffany Eliche, who is the budgetista, and she's also Nigerian. Her parents are from Nigeria, and so she knows traditionally how the susu works, and she has a huge following. She is a great resource. I asked her, I emailed her, I said, Tiffany, can you please talk about this to your followers, to your group? And she did. She did that this evening. So if you want to hear what she says about it, you can go to her Instagram, and it's Tiffany Eliche, and she spells her last name A-L-I-C-H-E, or just Google Tiffany the Budgetista, but it's on her Instagram TV. And she did a live, and then she saved it. So make sure you go check that out. But basically, she's saying the same thing I'm saying. But she has way more of a following than I do. So if you don't believe me, go listen to her. Plus, you can just Google it. You know, Google these things. And what is really unfortunate is that there are people that are churchgoers in these groups. There are people who are lawyers or pillars of the community. And that's another way that they're trying to entice people to get into these things. Like, oh, look, your pastor is in it, or the first lady, or the, you know, the deacon, or the lawyer down the street, or these prominent figures are involved. That doesn't mean anything. They getting scammed just like you are, or they're close enough to the start of the scam that they may get paid and then you don't. It's just a way to entice you and to try to legitimize the scam. But bottom line, it's a scam. Now, some people will ask, what about multi-level marketing companies? And those are your TLC products, your Amway, your Avon, things that they have a product that you sell, but in order for you to rise through the ranks or make more money, you need to recruit other people to sell the product. Now, I have been selling Avon for years, and if you want to buy Avon from me, my website is there. It's legit. Buy what you want. You know, I'll get my little commission deposit, and that's pretty much it, but I don't recruit people. I can, but I don't. I just choose not to. Because if you're going to sell it, if you sell it, if you don't, then it's no skin off my nose. I have a full-time job. I started selling Avon. At first, I was selling Mary Kay, but Mary Kay was just way too expensive for me to try to keep up. Because with Mary Kay, what they would do is you couldn't place an order for your product to sell, but like maybe once a month or something back then. I don't know if it's gotten any better. And so if someone wanted something, and I didn't want to keep a store in my house because I didn't want to buy all this stuff up front and then try to get rid of it, I would only purchase product based on someone wanting to buy it ahead of time. So if someone said, hey, I looked at the brochure and I want to buy some lipstick or what have you, if I didn't have it, I would just wait until I placed my order and get it then. And I make people pay me up front. Now with Mary Kay, that became difficult because their products are so expensive and I couldn't afford to just be having stuff laying around my house or my apartment at the time. And I wasn't in it for the money per se. It was more of a way for me to try to have a home-based business so I could write it off on my taxes. So as a single person with no kids, having a home-based business, whatever it is, doesn't have to be one of these MLMs or multi-level marketing companies. It could be, you know, if you have a resume writing service, or if you do, you have a janitorial service or whatever it is that's home-based, you can have certain legal write-offs on your taxes. So that's what I started those things for. Avon was just a better fit for me because I didn't have to have stuff lying around my house. There was a store downtown, which is now going away. I'm so sad about that. There was a store for representatives where we could just walk in the store and buy a product. So if I needed something right away and I wanted to make that sale, I could just run in there and get it and be done without costing me any shipping. And the brochures for Avon come out every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks, there's new product. They have way more products. They have home goods. And now with COVID, they have masks and household cleaning essentials, and they have kids stuff and clothes and purses and jewelry and perfume and all this stuff. So it's just, it's a way for you to capture a larger market, and their items cost less money. And Avon's been around for 100 and something years. So something like that is a little less, I guess, I don't want to say MLM-ish or multi-marketing-ish, but you don't have to recruit in order to make any money or in order to have the business. Things like Amway, and I love Amway products. I wish I knew somebody that sold Amway right now because I would buy some. That LOC, oh my God, LOC is a detergent that they had. That LOC would get out anything. The what else did they have that I liked? They had these protein bars that were really good. They had this bubble gum that was really good. My grandmother and her whole block club in Chicago were selling Avon. Because, you know, when these things come about, it's like everybody is on it, and they get into it. And they, you know, of course, recruit other people. So just like with TLC, products are really big right now with the Nutriburst and the detox tea, and because everybody wants to lose weight and all that kind of stuff. And their products are pretty good. Now, I don't know how much it costs for you to sell, but I know a lot of people who are either taking the products or they're taking them and selling them. A lot of people who are YouTube stars are selling TLC products on the side. So whether or not it's, I won't say they're scams, but whether or not they will get in trouble with the federal government is or depends on how much you have to put in to get started. If you have to buy $5,000 worth of product in order to become a representative, that's a red flag. Avon, back in the day, it cost me $10 to join. And there were people who were in position to help me learn the ropes as far as how to order, how to sell the products. I was given free brochures to start with. So it was just really set up back then with Avon for you to succeed. So something like that that's been around hundreds of years or over 100 years, I wouldn't worry about. TLC products, I don't know enough about other than me having used something that someone sold me. I don't really know enough about the structure, but I know there are a lot of people at the top making money because they've recruited. The people that make the most money in any of these things are the people that have a whole bunch of people under them and selling, and they have to keep them motivated to sell. So they have to constantly be on IG Live and doing YouTubes and speaking here and speaking there, because they got to keep your motivation up to keep selling. And in any home-based business, you can claim it as a business if you're, even if you don't make a profit. Like, say if you're just changing hands with money. Like, so for example, if you sell Avon and you have all these little bitty sales throughout the year, but at the end of it, if you had to buy product and you didn't get a big enough commission to really see any money, or you know, you had to buy the brochures, because I don't know why people think these brochures are free that Avon reps give out. They're not free. Okay, we have to buy everything. Just like any business, you have to buy your product or your marketing materials. We have to buy Avon brochures. So if you had to buy brochures, if you had to, like say if you bought some product and you went out to a fair or some kind of outdoor event as a vendor, and you had to pay the booth rent for the day or whatever, all that stuff is coming out of your profit. So at the end of the year, you may have not really made any money. You saw money coming in, you saw money going out. You can still claim it as a business and write off all these little items up until a certain point. Like every year you say, okay, well, I didn't make any money this year. And, you know, here's what I sold, but here's what I spent. You can do that up to so many years. And, you know, the rules or the laws change all the time. So I don't want to quote how many years you have, but you have up to a certain point to where you don't have to show a profit. Because like any real business, maybe the first couple of years you don't see a real profit because you're just getting started. But at some point you have to show a profit, or it's a hobby. It's not a business at that point. And so that's what you have to keep in mind. Now, and I've gotten to that point where, I'm not really short of profit with Avon anymore. But this year, or this, how many months have we been in quarantine and then out of quarantine and back in quarantine? Since like March or so. I'd say since around April, I've been seeing the sales increase because people can't go out and shop like they had been, and the items that they need are scarce. So Avon being smart, that's like most of these businesses, if they weren't selling gloves, latex gloves before, they selling them now. If they weren't selling masks before, they selling them now, or bleach, or you know, whatever, cleaning supplies. So I've been seeing an uptick in my website sales because of that. And I'm not buying any brochures, I'm not buying anything. I may post something on my Facebook page that's dedicated to my Avon or something like that, just to let people know what we have. And they buy what they buy. And I get my little $9, you know, or $10 or maybe $20 at the most, $25 little deposits from those sales. Because you're not, it's not like you're selling it at wholesale or selling it at retail and buying it at wholesale. It's not that kind of profit that you're seeing. They take out, you have to make so much in order to get a certain percentage of commission. So again, it's for me, it wasn't about trying to make money. It was about me trying to save on my taxes and not owe anything. So you have to determine if you're going to get into one of these multi-level marketing companies, what is your goal? What's the purpose for you? If you think you're going to make a whole bunch of money, you're going to have to do a whole bunch of recruiting. That's just bottom line, because that's the way it's set up. If you just want something so you don't have to owe the government, then see it that way. But if you really want to move up in the ranks, and Mary Kay, you want the pink Cadillac, or with Avon, you want to make President's Club and this, that, and the third, you have got to recruit, period. And back to the topic, these scams, if you want to see or try to see any of your money that you put in, you have got to have gotten in the beginning, and you got to recruit the people. And at some point, these things are going to fall apart. It's going to dry up. So people are going to stop recruiting. The person who started it might disappear and don't want to be bothered, because these people they're having Zoom calls every night. Every night they're on Zoom calls. And the call that I had logged into, it had 200 and some people in it. And I got on late. I had forgotten about it and didn't, because I didn't know what it was. So it wasn't really prevalent on my mind. And I was like, oh, shoot, I got invited to this thing. Let me see what it is. And it was like maybe 45 minutes in. And there were people who had left, because, you get on sometimes, you can see, oh, so-and-so's left the meeting, or so-and-so left. So when I got on, it was 200 people on there with people who had left. Okay, so it is times 10 right now, because they're capitalizing off people's fear. And I don't care what pastor, what prominent figure, what radio personality, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's a scam. And you can take your chances if you choose to. I'm going to tell you what to do with your money, but I feel compelled to inform you, because that's what I do, so that you can make an informed decision. You can make an educated decision whether you want to be bothered with this or not. And just know that you may or may not get your money back. People are scared to invest in the stock market, but they'll quickly give their money to something like this because their cousin or their mama or their sister or their coworker or their best friend is in it. You have to also look at the person who's inviting you. What is their motivation for them being in it? And it's not like, I wouldn't say 100% people are out to scam you, that are your friends and family who are inviting you into these things. They really may believe that this is going to benefit them, and they want to share it with you, and they want to make sure they get their money. So, of course, they're going to invite who they know and who they're closest to. So their intent may not be to scam you, but it is a scam and it is illegal. So just know that. This stuff goes back 40 something plus years, and the names change, but the structure remains the same. So just know that, and be careful. Be careful with your money. If you want to learn how to invest in the stock market, I do recommend Tila Holcomb. She has not sponsored this episode in any way. I have taken a course of hers, and she is very thorough and down to earth in how she explains things. So if you want to learn how to invest, take a class. Doesn't have to be hers, but take a class. Something that is affordable for you, and that's going to benefit you in the long run. If you learn how to invest in the stock market yourself, then you can make money time and time again. You'll know when to invest, when not to invest. Like I think she says, right now is not a good time. Even though stocks are going down, people are like, oh, let me buy while the stuff is low. But it's going to go even lower. So do you want your money to roller coaster until it starts going up? That could be months. That could be a year from now. Or do you want to get in when it's going up? And it's going up at least by the stock that you're looking at is going up at least by like a dollar or so a day. So Tila Holcomb, check her out, or whoever else you feel comfortable with. If somebody is paid a salary and they're not on a commission base, like if you go through a financial planner, then that's probably better, because commission, they're going to try to sell you whatever so they can get their money. But if they are to get paid a salary and that's what it is, and it doesn't matter what you buy, it's not going to affect their money, they'll probably be a little more trustworthy. So keep that in mind as well. All right, so I will talk to you soon. Hope you have a great weekend. Be safe. Wear your mask. I stand with my soror, Keisha Bottoms, Keisha Lance Bottoms, mayor of Atlanta, who is trying to get a mandate for the state of Georgia to wear their mask everywhere. Here in California, we have a mask mandate. Now, you can't make grown people do anything, but you will not be served in these stores if you don't have your mask, and they have signs everywhere you go. No mask, no service. Just like back in the day, no shirt, no shoes, no service. So now it's no masks, no service. And if you see someone that doesn't have a mask on, just go the other way, because I don't want to see people getting hurt. There are people arguing and fighting and losing their lives over getting into petty arguments about masks. So wear your mask and don't worry about the next person. If they ain't got it on, just keep moving. If it's not your job, if you're not the security officer, then just don't say nothing to them. Don't get into it with them. My job, we're preparing, I guess, to come back into the office. A lot of us have been working from home. And when we're on site, we do have to wear our mask. And the VP of HR told us, if you see a coworker that didn't have a mask, you know, just professionally and politely remind them, shit, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go and do what I need to do. Now, if you're in my space and we're having a conversation, I'm going to say, hey, you know, can you put your mask on? Or, okay, can you back up a little bit? But I'm not going to tell somebody down the hall from me or that I'm on the elevator with to wear their mask, because you just don't know where people's head spaces are. People are being triggered mentally right now that have anxiety and depression and mental illness. I ain't got that kind of time to be dealing with, you know, their triggers and their shenanigans. So I worry about me and my personal space, and that's it. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon. Again, make sure you're following me on IG at UrbanSpinsterXO, Facebook same, Twitter same, YouTube Urban Spinster. If you have any items or products that you want me to review on YouTube, that's kind of what I've been using that platform for. If you have any questions, you can always drop me a note in DM on my Instagram, or if you're listening to the podcast on Anchor, there is a message feature. You can leave me a message there. And again, make sure you subscribe and share. I will talk to you soon. Have a good one.